case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, you got a big weekend planned.
Big weekend.
Yeah.
And I need some up north there advice from the listeners there, because no offense, Riggs and Gibbons don't have it for me.
I've been
up north more times than them, quite frankly.
So I've never been, so.
Oh, you've never been.
Never.
I used to go a lot. But anyway, you go up north, maybe you rent a place, maybe your friends have a place, maybe you have a place, okay?
Yeah.
You just got to know somebody with a place.
Uh-huh.
That's the key. But no, so this weekend, I am going up north with Pottery Guy.
Oh my God.
It's here,
but
people.
Not just Pottery Guy.
No, Pottery Guy's friends.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Recipe for disaster.
So no, it's, remember we talked about this like a month ago?
Yes, and it feels like we talked about it a day ago. It's
seriously
been so quickly.
I know, and now it's here.
Oh,
and I'm like, and
God.
When he first asked, I was like, I don't know if I want to go. And now it's here and I'm going.
Damn straight you are.
So, 71037, you can text, or 799-1037. How up north are you going? Which up north are you going?
We're going like Waupaca area.
Okay.
So a few hours.
Waupaca your bags.
Oh my God.
I'll pull up the text right now.
Yeah. And so basically yesterday, Pottery Guy, I almost called him by his real name.
I gotta be careful, dude.
Don't call him by his real name, Jack. Everyone will know his name is Jack.
The more I get to know him, the harder it is to call him Pottery Guy.
Right?
He says to me, "What do you want to drink?" And I said, "What do you mean? Like booze?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go,
"Of course."
And I said, "Well, like, are you going to buy it, or did they ask? Because if
you're going
to buy it, then I'm going to buy it, and I got this. I'll go get my own stuff because, hello."
Yeah, so independent woman.
Etiquette, right?
True.
This is what I mean about up north etiquette. So one, should I be bringing my own booze? Should I bring my own booze up north to somebody else's house? Verdict's out, but jury says yes. Why should they pay for everything?
Well, yes, I think you should buy it up there, though. I don't think there's a reason to buy it down here. Just bring some cash. There's gas stations up there.
No, Riggs, you got to go prepared. You don't stop. You pack everything up.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And you go up north. Yes, you pack everything in the cooler, then you go north.
And then you're counting down every minute till you get there, because you know when you get there, it's go time.
It's go time.
You got all your stuff ready to go.
And then my next question, do I bring food? I've met these people, but I don't know them. I met them not through Pottery Guy, ironically. I met them through another event, but I don't know them that well.
Reverse the situation. You live up north. People are coming up to visit you. What do you want them to bring? Do you want them to bring beer and food, or do you want to have to bring everything?
Yes, I want them to bring stuff.
Well, then do that.
It's not cheap to buy everyone's alcohol.
Just bring some snacks.
You know what? Worst case, bring your own and you'll have extra.
Yes. Okay, do you bring a gift since it's someone's house and you've never been there?
Yeah.
This is a chick thing, Gibbons. Trust me on this.
Not a gift. No, not a gift.
Not a gift?
No,
like,
no.
Here's a bottle
gift
of wine. Thanks for having me over to your house.
You said gift and I thought a tchotchke. Like a bottle of wine, yes.
Like, hello. Thanks for having me in your house.
Ask Pottery Guy what they like and then take a little bottle of something. That
and
I totally agree.
And then tell them to go buy it.
Yes. What do they like yet?
And
go buy it.
And you know what Pottery Guy says to me? He says, "I'm more worried about your Diet Coke."
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. And I said, fair enough.
True.
I can bring Diet Coke.
The other thing is, you know, other people are going to bring things. So bring something you want to drink, and that way you can drink off your own stuff.
Yeah.
Other people bring other things. You can tap
I'm
into
gonna
theirs.
I'm going to bring everything
they can
I want to
into
drink.
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think.
Because
he's like, "I'm just bringing beer. I don't do booze, really." So I'm like, well, then I'll bring booze, because I'm only going to drink vodka or the Claw. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, you drinking, you're very simple. It's either vodka soda or vodka seltzer. Which is it?
That's the same thing. Soda and seltzer is the same thing.
Okay. Text to 71037. Somebody said, absolutely to alcohol. Bringing food is rude. Most people cook out and cook for the gas.
Fair enough.
Well, I wouldn't say
bring my own booze, for
sure.
Someone
says, definitely bring alcohol. Contribute to the house, if any left over. Ask the host what to bring. Bring boat snacks.
I don't talk to the host. That's what you don't get.
Well, then ask the guy that knows the host.
Ask Pottery Guy.
You talk to Pottery Guy. He knows the host. Ask him.
Do you think we're going to make it through the weekend?
Yes.
I think it'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Yes, but I think that you're going to double up on whatever you're planning on taking up north, because you're going to tell Pottery Guy, and Pottery Guy's going to be like, well, I'll just go get it anyway. You're going to get it. He's going to get it, which means you're going to have... No, hold on. It's a good thing, though.
She means the relationship.
Double the food. Double the booze.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean the booze. I meant the relationship.
Well, no, Gibbons is worried about you running out of beer, and you're worried about the relationship.
Priorities, man. Priorities. Come on.
How different can you guys be? I love it. At least Riggs heard what I meant.
Yes.
And Gibbons is like, are you going to make it? Well, yeah,
you're going to have enough booze. Have enough food. Totally. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.